Case number 12918, Juan Zamora and Teresa Conde seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Gumtree Road and south of 9-foot Road. 911 address is 26856 Gumtree Road in Dagsboro. The zoning districts are AR1 and GR. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 15, Parcel 25. The applicant is seeking a 19-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch and second-floor porch, an 18.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing porch and second-floor porch, a 15.4-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming dwelling, a 0.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming dwelling. And we have no correspondence in support or denial or opposition. Thanks.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jeff Revel. My address is 30869 Hickory Hill Road. I'm here on behalf of Octavio to help him out a little bit. Okay.
And are Octavio, are you going to be testifying as well? Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Juan Octavio Caballero, and
your address, where you live?
It's 121 Laurel Road, Missboro, Delaware.
And are you testifying as well, ma'am?
No, I'm just translating. Okay.
Yeah. Understood. Just in case so we'll do our best to accommodate you tonight, so thank you for that. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Yep. Now, I'm here representing, helping him. I'm a friend of his, and actually this property was my wife's family. It was built in 1941 by my wife's grandparents. Okay. So, of course, when they built it, it was a dirt road with no setbacks and whatnot, and that's why you see the house is far into the setback. And actually, when we had the plans drawing for the remodel of it, it was a full wraparound front porch, but looking at it when we're building, you know, we addressed concerns, well, it might be too much added onto the front of the building. So what Mr. Caballero did, he reduced it and took down the front stoop. I sent pictures of what the house originally looked like, and then just added a front porch on the same depth. It's 4 feet, so it's actually no closer to the road than it was before. So we're just asking for the variance to keep the 4-foot porch that was on there. It was a stoop before, now it became a porch. That's what we're asking for. Appreciate your help.
Questions? How far is it from the edge of paving?
It's about 39 feet, isn't it? 39 feet, 6 inches to the edge of the pavement.
The edge of the road.
To the road, that's to the house, right?
Yeah,
so it'd be 36 feet. Was it 40 feet?
For the
house, correct?
For the edge, the road.
Okay.
And the corner.
Of the corner, okay, but you've got to add 4 feet on, mm-hmm. Right? So really, we're 36 feet from the edge of the pavement to the porch where it is.
It's been a long time since I've been down there.
So you're going in the same footprint. You're just going up with the second story.
Yeah, matter of fact, it's already complete. I sent photographs of what it was, right? Yeah, we're just...
This was permitted?
Yeah, it was permitted. Actually, it was permitted for a full front porch, and we reduced it down to that.
Thank you.
How did you discover you needed a variance?
Well, the final inspection of the house, and so it was really a shock, actually, since it wasn't any further closer to the road than the original was.
Right. Who obtained the building permit?
Octavio.
Okay.
Mr. Caballero.
Who built it?
He's a contractor.
Okay.
Very good one, by the way.
Good. Any complaints from neighbors or anything?
No, right. Well, the closest neighbor really is across the intersection, and it's probably 500 or 600 feet away.
Sure.
So there's now you can see that one over there to the left of that. That's the closest neighbor right there. There's no one to the right, probably for half a mile or so. And the surrounding farmland that actually still belongs to my mother-in-law and her sister. That was where the home place, of course, where they grew up. Of course, it looks 100% better than that photograph today.
Mr. Sharp?
Just looking at the application here, it looks like the house was built around 1941.
1941, right, that's correct.
So you're staying within that same footprint of the original house?
Oh, yeah, the footprint of the house has not changed.
And I guess this house needed some updates and remodeling due to how old it was?
It was pretty bad shape, it was. Mm-hmm. It was kind of neglected after my wife's grandmother passed away.
And I noticed looks like utilities immediately behind the house and a septic drain field in the rear corner of the property. Is that right?
That's correct, right. And they're all new. That was just done after Mr. Caballero purchased the property.
All right, very good. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
That concludes it. Thank you.
You may have a seat.
Now, do you need a sealed drawing? Because what we sent in didn't have the seal on it.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12918 for Juan Zamora and Teresa Conde and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12918 for Juan Zamora and Teresa Conde. Further requested variance pending final written decision. The property does have unique physical conditions because of it being built before the setback code was established. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.